Speaking in the old Supreme Court chamber at the Arkansas Capitol, Olga Axelrod, an attorney for the appellant Stacey Johnson, argued evidence that was not tested at the time of the investigation, which ultimately convicted Johnson, should now be tested, given the advancement of technology that would allow for such analysis.
DNA testing today is powerful enough to obtain the perpetrator's profile on this evidence. All that Mr. Johnson is asking is that before the state go forward with the irreversible punishment of execution, that he be allowed to subject this evidence to precisely the kind of testing that would be used if this murder were committed today.
Axelrod cited Act 1780, an Arkansas law that allows a person convicted of a crime to file a petition to the court if they claim that some evidence could not have been previously discovered or tested due to the scientific methods available at the time. In this particular case, Axelrod pointed out multiple pieces of evidence that were either not tested during the investigation or were not conclusive. And this includes the rape kit used on the victim, Carol Heath, the victim's fingernails and shirts found at the crime scene. The Arkansas Supreme Court is slated to hear four more criminal cases this term. Sarah Kellogg, KUAR News.